The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 6th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews.
You've been in Africa.
I have, darling, and I have.
You look like a baboon.
I'm very baboonish. I have the bottom to prove it. I brought in a little certificate.
Did you? Is that your Malpani worm from Zimbabwe?
Yes. Yeah. I did bring you one back, but I flew back British Airways, I got a bit peckish, of course.
And you ate it, did
I
you?
I ate it. I had
they're
to.
They're horrible, aren't they? Yeah.
They're not nice. And
they're
just
not
look
nice.
At them.
I know.
Just look at them, listener.
Oh, I had three.
Did you? Well, yeah, you've always been known for gluttony.
I had three. When I went, which was in 2000, listener, in case you don't know what we're talking about.
Then?
Yeah. In case you don't know what we're talking about. In Zimbabwe, they have a thing called Malpani worms, which are very much like witchetty grubs in Australia. They're big, horrible things. And they're a local delicacy, but nobody else likes them. So if you eat one, they give you a certificate saying you actually ate one. Well, I got my certificate by eating one, and then I'm gobby,
yeah.
And I was giving it stick. I was going, no problem. Yeah. They said if I ate two, they'd give me a free bottle of wine, which was no incentive at all.
You don't drink.
Because I'm teetotal, so I don't drink.
But did your companion have
that? My wife at the time said, no, we'll have that, eat another one. So I ate another one, and they gave her a free bottle of wine, and then I made a fuss. So they said, well, if you eat a third, we'll give you your dinner for free.
So you had a third.
I had a third, and then I did go up and...
And you vomited.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not in the restaurant.
Now,
I did.
You see, you couldn't
excuse
see his
myself.
Face.
Yeah.
You did a sort of green vomit face and I read that.
Yeah.
You did actually vomit. See, I
well,
found
they're
it
horrible. Quite... You try eating three of them, a big whoa.
Yeah. Were nasty. They live and wiggling? Or were they cooked?
No, barbecued.
Yeah, mine were barbecued, which I thought was quite nice.
Yeah.
There
anyway.
Is a picture of me, which I'll tweet out later, actually eating with the lovely chef, who was very, very nice.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
I
it is imagine. Nice to be back. I have.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to have you back,
yeah, I've got
to
my,
be honest.
I've got my rooibos tea.
Good.
From Africa, which I foraged for.
Well, I've got some cheesy tunage to play for you.
Have you?
Yeah, just for a change. I normally play cheesy tunage for the guests, but I've got cheesy tunage for you. And you know what it is, because it's obvious.
It's what you always play every time I go to Africa.
It's what I play when you go to Africa, and it's something that, it's a tune.
If I go anywhere else, you play Cuba,
just
to hedge your bets.
I quite like Cuba, but yeah.
I do.
But what I've got for you is
talking,
special.
Paul Andrews, much as I've missed you, of course, talking guests, I know that we've got the lovely Stefan on. Mm-hmm. No red braces, who's going to talk to us later
Stefan
on.
Stefan Thomas, yeah.
After this, I think.
Yeah.
And then flanking me on my left, we've got the lovely Sally Moore from Herne Bay of Salon 123HB on the Twitter.
Yep.
And
that's Salon 123, not Saloon.
Not Saloon.
321 Saloon.
And then we've got the fabulous Paul Williams, who is MD of Colour Herb UK, which is something I've used on my hair for donkey's years before I even knew Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
I must give it a try.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I thought your parting looked very fetching with all this wind.
It's getting wider. It now goes ear to ear.
Well,
yeah.
Sally and I were moaning about the wind, weren't we, Sally?
Yeah.
We were, yes.
It was treacherous.
It was horrible this morning, wasn't it?
I made that word up, by the way.
Was it? Yeah.
But coming round that corner here into the studio was like the Wild West.
Absolutely.
Talking
and the rain absolutely fell down as well, didn't it?
Yeah. Luckily, I had an umbrella. So, good. And who might our sponsor be?
Today's show sponsor is Oasis. They're a company that specialise in management system software. And we're going to be they're going to be coming on the show in a couple of weeks' time, and we're going to be talking more about them. But for the moment, thank you so much for sponsoring us, Oasis. And you can follow Oasis on the Twitter. They have a rather strange Twitter handle. It's 0_A_SYA.
Well, that'll keep you hopping.
Yeah. Zero. Sorry, not zero at all. That's just not. It's O underscore A underscore SYS.
Hopefully, when they come in, the studio won't be deserted.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Oh, dear. She's back, listener.
Let's hope
she's back and she's as awful as ever.
I know. I keep trying.
Anyway, listen, we don't want to hear from us. We want to hear from you.
Loads of tweets.
Yeah. We've had 1,933,763,000,002, because I counted them.
Is that all? What's the matter with them?
Yeah, we're normally up to three by now, aren't we?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, Yeah.
So do keep your tweets coming. Tweet me at Vanilla Web. Use the hashtag BeBunker, please. But we have got dozens and dozens of tweets. I'm going to read the first one, which is from Linda Marsh. And she says, hi, Business Bunker. Could you say hello to everyone at Fax Research, please? Hello, everyone.
Hello,
at Facts
everyone.
Research.
Yes.
That's on the Twitter, facts_research, and that's from Linda Marsh, 63. There you go, Linda. A big hello to all the folks at Facts Research. I think they're based in Ashford, Facts. So hello there in Ashford. We've got loads of emails to read. We've got loads of interesting guests. Bird's going to be joining us shortly. She's had car problems this morning, but she will be here shortly.
I would like to remind people, if you're trying to listen in, well, they'll hear this, but you need to go to channelradio.co.uk.
Yeah, we've had a few technical problems with the Biz Radio website this morning, so the safest place to listen at the moment is Channel Radio. If you're on the Twitter or Facebook or anything and people are saying, oh, I'm having trouble, if you could point them to channelradio.co.uk, that would be most gracious of you. Thank you so much. Right.
Talking of gracious, many may know that Keith and Kate take part in the Eastbourne annual 24-hour relay walk for cancer research. And this year's event on 1st and 2nd of July is looming fast. And they're delighted and very grateful that the McLaren Formula One team have provided them with an exclusive signed photograph of Jenson Button and Fernando Alonso. With Jenson Button now having retired from racing, this is going to be a limited edition photograph and much sought after. So this has been specially offered for Eastbourne Cancer Research Relay. The photo comes with a letter of authenticity from McLaren. So if you know an F1 fan who would cherish this, we're taking bids via email, Twitter and Facebook. The reserve is £25. Oh, a paltry sum, listener. And in the 4 weeks to the run-up to the walk, they will provide the latest bid on a daily basis, though we won't disclose who the bidder is. And the winner will be announced after the end of the walk at noon on the 2nd of July, and they'll arrange delivery to the successful bidder. Now, to get your hands on this booty, you need to submit a bid. Email Kate at athelbrae, that's athelbrae.co.uk.
I always get told off for the way I pronounce that.
How do you say it?
Athelbrae.
I say Athel.
And you say Athel, I say Athel.
What's right?
I don't know.
I think I sound a bit Southern. Tweet us using the Athelbrae Limited handle or message our Facebook, which is facebook.com/athelbrae. That's spelled Brae Limited.
Fantastic.
You don't want me to waffle on too much. So
no, that's fine. No.
Well, they're quite long emails, Dorothy.
Yes, we have got lots of emails and loads of tweets and all kinds of things that we need to read out. And we've got a very tight time frame to get Stefan on the phone. And we've got my cheesy tunage that I want to play, which is quite a long track as well. But you can do... We've been joined in the studio by Bird as well, so let's just say a quick hello to Bird. Hello, Bird.
Hello, Bird. Hello, Jules. Hello. Hello, guests. Hello. Nice to meet you, Mr. Andrews.
All right.
You're all right?
You've had car problems this morning.
Oh, my God. You know what? Here, Jules, you're going to love this.
Don't take the Lord's name, darling, in vain.
No, you're going to love this.
Am I?
Because you like having a go at the councils. I'm sorry, you're not council, are you, guests?
No, we'd need another show.
Well, I went through a pothole last Friday, and it's destroyed my car, my brand new car.
Right.
Yes, well, I've heard of this quite a lot, actually, and you won't get anywhere.
Well, that's not what Fiat at Ashford Lipscomb, just giving them a shout out, because
they
have been amazing, Jules. So the fight begins.
Really? They're going to help you?
Yes.
Well, I've been battling...
I bought a couple of years ago, I bought a brand new Volkswagen Polo, and I was driving it home from the dealers, and I hit a pothole on the A21.
Did it have a hole in it?
It took the... Ha, 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 ha. She is so funny, isn't
You're
she?
You're on it today. I love
her. Yeah. I hate it when she's back from her holiday. She's all frivolous.
She's looking beautiful and all, like, sparkly.
African, darling.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Anyway, I'm not going to tell you now.
So what happened?
No, tell us,
It took the sump out of my car. It ripped the sump. Right in the sump.
What's that then?
It's a pump.
The sump.
It's a pump.
That's where it collects oil.
Sump.
It took the sump out of the bottom.
Is that, isn't it?
Yeah, it cost me £900.
That's what mine's going to be.
Yeah.
And did you,
I'm not even allowed to drive my car. I've got a new...
Come here by Shanks's pony.
No, I've got a... Lipscomb have been amazing.
Mm. We love them.
We love them.
May I just say, I know we're short of time, but my party wall thing, I've just heard back from the Ombudsman. Now, I've been fighting Canterbury City Council about Party Wall for over a year.
I've just had an idea.
Over a year, and I've had the Ombudsman.
So
have I. Have sent me a whole pre-say where they find Canterbury Council. We find them at fault, at fault. And they've suggested a paltry sum for my mother. For all the time, just for the inconvenience.
Poultry, well, like a couple of chickens.
Keep going though, Jules. Keep going. Yeah. Don't accept.
Yeah. Well, I need you all round to help.
What you should have done, I just thought. What you should have done.
Pointing the finger.
You should have smuggled some of them baboons back with you and unleashed them over next door. That would have sorted them out, wouldn't it?
Mr. Andrews, why don't we have a show with them all?
What, baboons?
No, with the councils, local councils on Business Bunker.
Get them all
here. Come on.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I have email after email where they say, we will respond to your email and somebody will be in contact. Nobody. I phoned up. Nobody.
I could have them on the conversation.
Do you know what their excuse was? They've actually written down, due to the workload, they let my mum's building go ahead due to heavy workload.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, lovely guests who are looking rather...
I know, I'm sort of coming, I'm so sorry. I've just gone straight into
They have built on my mother's... taken my mother's fence down and built on the wall a whole building on my mother's fence, and she's got a glass conservatory. My mother's 86. You have two choices. It's a civil matter. So the council just...
She said she wasn't going to talk about it, didn't she?
She said she wasn't going to talk about it.
I see it as a, you know...
Anyway, enough.
All right, we'll have another show on that.
We've had a tweet. We've had a tweet from Aluxy Consulting who are just being rude about me.
Oh, well, about your parting?
No.
About planning.
I sent out a tweet with a graphic that said planning. And Linda has said, never thought I'd see the day when I read the word planning appearing in the same tweet as Paul Andrews. That's rude, isn't it?
I think you're actually very well organised.
Yeah. And I've had a tweet from someone much nicer than Linda, Roger Crosby, who says, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, can we have a shout out, please, for my next portrait photo workshop? It's on the 1st of July, and you can learn to light and pose models at my studio in Rochester. If you'd like to find out more, give Roger a follow on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Roger Snapper, all one word, Roger Snapper.
Oh, I know him. Now, are you going to pose as a model?
A model what?
Well, for him, Roger, you could be a Grecian sort of god, couldn't you?
I'll tell you what I am going to do. What? I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
Already?
And I'm going to play some cheesy tunage for you while we get our next guest on the phone. And this is specifically for you, but it's also a little bit for me.
Has it got baboons in it?
No, because you know what it is.
I do, yeah.
It's Toto by Africa, but it's actually a version sung by my son. And it's sung by my son and some of his schoolmates.
Stuart.
And they sang it a cappella in a national song competition. And this was recorded live, hence the cheering, and they won.
It makes me quite emotional, this.
It's a lovely song,
lovely,
isn't it?
Yeah. The way they
Shall we have a listen to it?
Yeah, Let's I knew go. You'd play this. I love it. Africa. Stuart.
Digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk. UK.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 6th of June. We're now joined on the phone by our first guest, Mr. Stephen Thomas. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the phone. It's a real pleasure to hear from you. Now, Stephen is known as No Red Braces on the Twitter and social media. He's an author and speaker, and he's going to be joining us in Kent on June the 14th, where he's one of the keynote speakers at the Grow Kent function in Maidstone. So thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. Can you just start off by telling us a little bit about you and what it is you do and your specialist subject, which I believe is networking?
And why you don't wear red braces.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and why I do wear flowery shirts. I can cover that as well, if you like. I'm the author of a couple of books. Business Networking for Dummies was my first book. And then I was asked to follow that up with a book called Instant Networking.
Right.
And I spend an awful lot of my time talking to businesses of all different sizes these days about how to use networking and social media to grow their business, because the two things are joined up.
Yep.
To answer the other question, and I'm just about to make myself really unpopular, I was an estate agent for 20 years. Between 1988 and 2007, I was an estate agent. I did, back in the 90s, wear red braces and white socks.
Right.
And if you get that joke, it sort of ages you a little bit. But that was me in the 80s and 90s.
Do you know what, Stefan? It's really quite funny. Back about 25 years ago, I used to do a talk called No Red Braces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did. It wasn't a branded thing, but it was just one of the talks I used to do on the speaking circuit.
In the
90s,
14th
yeah.
century?
Yeah, no. Thank you, Jules. This is Jules. We can ignore Jules. No, I did a talk called No Red Braces, which is about un-yuppifying stuff. But anyway, just a coincidence. We're going to be seeing you live and in the flesh and in the raw, and we're looking forward to it on June the 14th at the Mercury in Maidstone. And what are we going to be hearing from you, Stefan?
What I specialise in and what I really like to help people do is get more sales out of events like Grow Kent. I think there's a huge misunderstanding, and it's mainly because we've overcomplicated things over the years, and I really help people to understand how to start those conversations at events just like Grow Kent, and then how to turn them into sales, because that's why people go networking ultimately, because they want to make more sales for their business.
Absolutely. Do you find, I'm going to have a little bit of a whinge about this, one of the things I find with too many people that go to networking meetings is they don't really have a strategy for why they're going and what they're doing?
What's really interesting about that is that when you investigate everyone's strategy, everyone else is going there for the same reason as you. They're going there for the sake of their own business. And this is something that I talk about a lot, because it then really interests me. If we don't acknowledge that, we start talking about the one thing that's only of interest to one person in the room. We start talking about our own business. And yet everyone else went there for the sake of their business. My strategy at networking events and what I talk to people about is just to start conversations. I think people set the bar too high, set their expectations too high. They try and close down, they try and make sales at the event itself, whereas actually in order to make more sales, the weird strategy is that you should try to make less.
Right, okay, that's interesting.
That sounds very, run us through that.
Yeah.
But, right, what a load of people try and do is they try and treat the networking event itself as the whole of the conversation.
Right. Okay.
So we're getting a potted version of what I'm going to be talking about on the day. Whereas what I've always done and what I hugely advocate other people do is just to be a little bit more human and think about how other people in the room are going to react. So instead of setting the bar and setting your expectations that you're going to go there, you're going to have the whole of the conversation at the event, you're going to make loads of sales at the event, just look to start conversations. Then, after the event, is the time to take those conversations forward. Some of the really big sales I've made in the last few years have come from people who expressed no interest in buying from me at all at the initial networking event, and yet we kept in touch with them, and yet we kept that relationship and that conversation going, and there came a time when they needed the services that I offer. What a load of people do, this is me standing on a soapbox and rambling, isn't it? What a load of people do is, if I can't sell to you, Paul, if I can't sell to you, Jules, actually at the event, then I ignore you for the rest of my life. And that's a real, real mistake that a load of people make.
Absolutely. I mean, back in the day when I was kind of looking at things like this and I didn't have people doing it for me, as it were, we'd talk about building a sales pipeline. So you would build relationships with people that maybe won't turn into anything for one, even 2 years. But you still built those relationships because you never know when they would come about. Is that some of the things that you're talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you'll be familiar with DFS, the furniture store.
Yeah.
We're not on the BBC. I'm allowed to say that.
Yes, you can say what
you want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. have they got a sale on, by any chance?
Okay, right, Paul, but you've just made the point for me.
Yeah.
Because you know that DFS sell soaps. You know that they've had a sale on since, gosh, 1970-something, as far as
since Noah was building his ark, I think, wasn't it? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And yet, DFS will still advertise that fact to you tonight.
Yep.
And talking about your sales pipeline, the reason that DFS will advertise tonight is that they don't know which day I'm going to start thinking about buying a sofa.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it might be that someone who I meet at Grow Kent really likes what I've got to say, just doesn't need my services today.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be a shame if I then cut those people out of my life forever and never then gave them the opportunity to do business with me in future? But that's what a load of people do. DFS have got it right. Mm. And it's such an obvious message. They want to be there when you decide you just need to get a new sofa. We all need to do the same in our businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely right. I don't want to keep you too long because I know that you're very busy today and you're out and about on the road. And we're going to hear more from you on the 14th of June at Grow Kent.
Looking forward to it.
So if people want to find out more about you before the event or look at your books or even indeed buy your books, what are the best ways they can get hold of you? Your website, Twitter handle, Facebook page, Amazon?
So on Amazon, just search for Business Networking. You'll find Business Networking for Dummies and Instant Networking right up there at the top.
Okay.
Because they're both Amazon bestsellers and I'm very proud of them. If people want to find me on the internet, yes, I'm No Red Braces on Twitter, but just search my name on Facebook or LinkedIn, and people will find me there. And I absolutely welcome connections from people. So just search for me, Stephan Thomas. I run a pretty big Facebook group as well, which has got a load of free resources to help people get more out of networking. But yeah, would love to hear from your listeners, really would.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. And that's Stephan, S-T-E-F-A-N, Stephan Thomas. Do search Stephan, or indeed just follow him on Twitter, where he's known as No Red Braces. Stephan, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you for 10 minutes or so. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to do that. And we look forward to meeting you for real and hearing more from you at the Grow Kent Show.
No, thank you. Can't wait to meet you guys in person.
Can't wait to ping his braces.
She will as well. Yeah, avoid her like the plague, Stephan.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the 14th.
Will do.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Stephan Thomas, No Red Braces, author, speaker, networking guru. Do check him out.
Where is he based, Paul?
He's based in Oxfordshire.
I was just trying to place his accent, because he's got...
I don't know where he's from originally, but he's now based in Oxfordshire.
A West Country, maybe.
I've had a tweet from Deborah Kelland. Haven't heard from Deborah for ages.
I haven't.
Yeah.
She keeps bees, you know.
Bees.
Bees.
Bees. Yeah, it's the bees.
In her personal life. Carry
she
on.
Keeps bees. I know she does. She makes honey. Deborah Kelland, she says, Vanillaware, Business Bunker, I'm calling all women and bikes. She saw it to you.
I saw this.
Did you?
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
I'm not a woman and I haven't got a bike, but I might go anyway.
Well, it's never stopped.
Anyway, Deborah is asking all women on bikes to hop on and take part in the Pilgrim's Hospice.
I can't imagine you hopping on anything at your age.
Divas on Wheels. Do you like that? Hashtag Divas on Wheels.
It's a good one, yeah.
I'm ignoring you. Hashtag Divas on Wheels. And it's a women's ride and it's taking place on the 18th of June in Faversham. So if you want to find out more, follow Deborah. Deborah Kelland, that's DEBORAHKELLOND, Deborah Kelland, and that's the hashtag is Divas on Wheels.
What date was that?
And it is on the 18th of June in Faversham.
You know what they could do? There's that lovely, do you remember we had, I think it might be.
Bird's on her bike anyway, isn't she? Because her car's off the road, so she's got to be on her bike.
She's got a flying start.
Yeah.
But you know, in Faversham, there's that lovely little pub on the bends as you go through seawater called Freewheelers.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, didn't we have him on Bunker?
When he just opened, yeah. It's a cycling pub.
Yeah, and you can get your bike fixed at the same time. So that will be on their route, Deborah Kelland.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it.
Just to stay in the pub. I'll do that bit.
Well, the freewheeling bit. Yeah. You'll meet everybody.
Yeah. I live in Whitstable.
You could be the serving wench.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could be the serving wench. Can you hold five steins in each hand?
Well, no, I'm getting excited about this because I'm on an idea here. So you could cycle and you could get one of those bikes with the little bit at the back where the babies go. I could sit in the back, so you could pedal, and then I could have a couple of beers.
You're going to sit in a baby seat on the back of my bike.
I could squeeze up.
I'd pay money to see that. I really would.
The little carriages that you trail. And then
I know what you're talking about.
The little blanket.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could tweet it all, and, you know, look, see, Paul,
I'll tell you what, if I put it over your head, we could reconstruct, what's his face? Go Home.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? What am I talking about?
I don't know. Stoats?
Go Home. E.T.
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Go
Home.
Suddenly
you've gone all extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we could have a tandem, Paul Andrews.
She's being silly now, listener. She's off on one
now. Can I read an email just
to
get
please.
In check? Okay. So tickets are selling very fast, I'm told by a listener. The glittering Bexley Business Excellence Gala Awards dinner, which is on Wednesday, June the 21st. Where is it, I hear you cry? It's a black tie event. It's at the Bexley Heath Marriott Hotel. It's marking the climax. Are we allowed to say climax? I'm not sure we are. Of the hotly contested...
Coventry climax.
Yeah, not sure we are.
Classic car.
Climax of the hotly contested 2001 Bexley Business Excellence Awards in association with Ocado. It promises to be a very special evening. There are going to be 84 shortlisted companies, and they're going to finally discover who has won in each of the 13 awards categories. They will also learn the name of the overall Bexley Business of the Year. There are going to be some fabulous guests. There's going to be Bird College of Dance. Is that you, Bird?
No, it's not. No.
Could be a little sideline.
I do like to dance, but that's not a professional thing that I do.
I dance with you.
I love salsa.
Yeah, I love anything.
I love salsa too.
Yeah.
Especially with...
Oh, here we go.
I know.
Didn't you feel that coming? I mean, really, with a few nachos. Music and theatre in Sidcup. And they've performed great acclaim in the 2016 ceremony, so they've been invited back. And this year's awards have attracted entries from a wide range and a variety of types and sizes of businesses based in Bexley. The shortlist includes applicants representing 57 different firms, including Sally Moore's Holding My Paper for me. That, I've never had a guest do that in 8 years, Sally. I love her. Plus, she does my roots, including 38 first-time entrants. Praising the standards of entries, adjudicator Ross Sturley. Do you know him, Paul Andrews?
No.
You know everyone in Kent. The entrepreneurial spirit that shines through the shortlist is a genuine credit to the borough and should be a source of tremendous pride. So to find out more about this gala dinner, which is on June the 21st, which is a Wednesday, and it's black tie, please go to website, which is 2017, BBEAGALA, that's BBE@agaladinner.eventbrite.co.uk. I don't like the way I read that. Go to channelradio.co.uk and the link will be there, won't it, Paul Andrews?
It will. Thank you.
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
You need to go to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk to see the link for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it will be there.
Yeah, I think that would be better to click on that link than my reading it.
Jackie often has tweeted.
She often
tweets, and quite right too. How about a shout out for JJ Systems on the Business Bunker show, please? And could you say hello? Hello.
Can I just ask, because last week we had a little bit of a laugh with Jackie, didn't we?
We did.
Because she did the same, you know, she does these
She's
weird
got the
things
picture of a
that
dog.
She sends out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We asked her to send us a different one this week.
She did.
Has she?
Huh?
Has she?
No.
Oh, she's not being very diligent.
No, creativity
I'm
there.
I'm being African again, you see. This is my trouble. I slip into, what's the word, McKimby every now and then.
What words did you get?
Just lots of McKimby words. Far too many.
Two beers, pour favor, things like that.
Yeah. Not pour favor, though.
No,
I
know.
That's France, you know. Listen, Bird, 14th of June, the Mercure Danes Hotel Maidstone. Would you like to achieve faster and more managed growth, Bird?
Yes. Always.
Got that right. You answered that right. You had to think about it for a minute, but you answered it right.
Would you be inspired by some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the UK, Paul Williams?
Certainly would.
That's Paul Williams of Gentle Beauty and Colour Herb. Would you be re-energised and fired up to try new things, new thinking, working and doing, Sally Moore?
Of course I would. Loving it.
She would, you see. Well, get ready to be inspired and motivated and take action. Book your free place. Go to growkent.co.uk. There are going to be panel sessions, free business breakfast with two great speakers, still to be named. No doubt Paul Andrews will be one. And find out all about it. There's also a business networking for dummies. But it's the 14th of June, Mercure Danes Hotel.
I'm chairing that.
Yeah, I knew you would be. You do everything. Do you ever go home?
No, I'm doing the awards dinner in the evening as well. So, and I'm doing the breakfast. So I'm starting at 7 and we finish at just after midnight. So that's some talking for you, isn't it?
That is.
That's
I'm
19
sure
hours of solid talking.
Yeah, but you love
from
that.
Me.
You'll be fine. Just a little cup of tea and off you go.
Absolutely.
I'm looking for more driveways because I haven't seen Dan Juby.
Yeah, just so you can get Dan Juby in your wardrobe,
yes,
I know.
It's been a long time. He's done my driveway.
It's been a long time. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. If anybody has a driveway they need cleaned, I can bring Dan Juby along.
That's your man. He did my drive. He did a fabulous job.
I know, it looked better than when it was built.
He did indeed. He restored it to before
Elizabethan,
pristine.
When you first moved
exactly,
in.
When it was first tarmacked. In 1503.
Yeah. When you moved in.
Absolutely. I was going to say something to you, and I've lost it now. Oh, because I can't remember what I was going to say to you. Oh, I know. Biz Radio's back up.
Oh, good.
The website's back.
You can now listen on
all of our channels, on Channel Radio, on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio, and all the other channels. We are back.
There's a Breakthrough Women Networking Lunch, which is at Chilston Park. It's on the 8th of June. It's 10 till 3. Breakthrough Women aims to celebrate Kent's women in business and raise the visibility of women succeeding in business. As well as having the chance to meet and network with other dynamic ladies, guests will hear from fantastic female speakers from a variety of backgrounds before enjoying a delicious two-course lunch. For details, please go to Eventbrite Breakthrough Women, and the partner and head of corporate will be there, Fairly Page Solicitors, Valerie de Valiant. What a great name. She's Valerie de Valiant. Mm.
It's easy for you to say.
She's a multidisciplinary property professional. Yes, we'll leave that there. Jo Fairley, she's also an amazing role model. She founded Green and Black Chocolate, which I'm rather partial to. Mm. It's my one weakness, in fact. So that is 10 till 3, 8th of June, Chilson Park, Breakthrough Women Networking Lunch.
Fantastic. While we're talking about events and stuff coming up, I want a little chat with my mate Bird.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this.
Because Bird's got an event coming up.
Because this is going to throw the spanners in the works.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this,
yeah,
George? You're going to love this.
I do like a spanner.
So, you know, we've been having a lot of women's only events.
Yeah, I had noticed.
And there's lots of angst in the air about it. So, my partners in crime, Deborah Turner and Ali Harold, and we've put a business together called Release Your Brilliance. Do you know what? We're going to do a men's only event.
Really?
So that
they're going to talk about
that,
you, Bird.
Is that actually allowed?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why is women only event allowed?
I'm not sure it is allowed.
I don't think it is allowed.
I think people can get uppity.
I think they can. So let's go deep into it, Jules. So this is a men's only event. This is at Chilston Park as well. This is on the 14th of July. Now, we've really gone deep into what do men want, Paul. We really want to know what do men want. Well, you're coming anyway.
Which Paul are you looking at when you talk?
Both of them.
Because we've got Paul Williams and Paul.
That's
Adam.
Why I thought I'd speak to Paul on
Paul
my right
and
my Paul on my left.
Bird is not stupid, you see. Hello. She knows that if she makes eye contact with me, I'm going to say lots of stupid nonsense about this, like, you know, are you doing makeup for us and all that kind of stuff. So she's ignoring me and talking to somebody far more sensible, which is Paul Williams.
Well, actually, Mr. Andrews, I was hoping that you wouldn't see that you are coming, so one would hope that you didn't talk about makeup.
Yeah.
So this is on the 14th of July.
If you want.
14th of July. It's a breakfast time, 7:30 till 11:30.
Okay. And what are the kind of topics? Because with the Release Your Brilliance women's event, you were talking about women presenting themselves in a way of making themselves feel good, recognizing their inner strengths and belief in themselves.
Pelvic floor exercises?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, they're very important.
Saving that for the men's event.
Yeah,
that's right, yes.
So how's this going to differ with a bloke's event?
It's not. It runs on the same rhythm, on the same core of that. So three elements. Ali's going to talk about how to speak, how to give your voice, how to give your business a voice. I'm going to look at the body of your business. So how to actually put you first before the business, before websites, before marketing. You should build the body of your business. And Debs is going to look at how to be smart in business. Because the key elements that are missing. And people are reverse engineering, so they go, oh, I've got to start a business, I've got to get my website up, I've got to do all of this. And actually they miss the most vital, important point, which is actually building the body of their business, which is themselves. So we're going to look at energy. We're going to look at biohacking. Really great new stuff at the minute. I'm excited.
You're going to look at what?
Biohacking.
Biohacking.
Come on, you can't tell me you haven't heard of biohacking.
Biohacking.
I'm loving it. It's my biggest thing at the minute.
What's biohacking?
It's about looking at the energy system in your body and how we can create, are you ready for this? Peak performance.
Do you know what I did last night? Don't worry. Don't freak out.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Go on. Have a guess. In your wildest dreams, what do you think I did last night?
I reckon that you have taken my advice and that you didn't eat past 3 hours before going to bed. That's what I reckon.
That is true, but that wasn't... Well,
hang on, you
that
don't
wasn't...
eat pasta?
Past
3 hours?
I'm sorry.
She's a wench from Plymouth, don't you know? She talks like that. Pass your bedtime.
You want him to allow 3 hours before going to bed?
That's correct.
I do that with my new husband. Great for acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get acid reflux?
Yes. No. I did do that, but I did something else.
Tell us.
You're never going to get it.
Yoga?
Almost.
Meditation?
No.
No, he's good at meditation. He's really good at meditation.
I've done Pilates as well. But not last night, though. Last night.
Tap dance?
Last night.
Salsa.
Last night, I rejoined the gym.
Oh, nice. Do you want a buddy?
Yeah.
Can I come with you?
Yeah.
That'd be great fun.
Did you actually go to the gym?
I actually went to the gym last night as well. They said that in stereo. And they've only met me today and they knew. I did go to the gym. I didn't use it. I actually went in the steam room and the swimming pool. But I looked as I walked past and I thought, that looks difficult.
That's what you used to do at Eastwell Manor.
Yeah, but I've rejoined London Beach.
But you've got your own swimming pool anyway. Just do
I know I've got my own swimming
that.
Pool. But
is your heater working now?
Yes, it is. I've had the heater fixed, but my pool's outdoor. But I've rejoined the London Beach Spa, which is right opposite my house. So that's really good.
So going back to Release Your Brilliance, it's on the 14th of July.
Yep.
7:30 till 11:30.
At Chilston Park.
In the morning. Chilston Park. Beautiful event. You're going to have three extraordinary businesswomen sharing how to give your voice, build the body of your business, and how to be smart in business. Because it's the bits that are letting you down. Yeah.
So it's a sort of business gym.
You can call it that if you want. But we get lots of people saying now, especially with the way that social media is going, we need to be live, we need to be giving our voice to business, and people don't know what to do. So I'm going to go through actually how to do a Facebook Live, and that's what I'm doing on Friday. So you and I are at Zoe's ZC Live on Friday, and they're going to see me doing lots and lots of Facebook Live, Facebook streaming.
Guess what?
You're chairing it?
I'm chairing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
We should just do a little program or something. We should build a business on that.
Yeah.
You chair, I live stream.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Why didn't we ever think of that before?
I don't know. Yeah. I've just thought about that. So anyway, how do people get hold of us? Mm-hmm. Go on to Eventbrite, Release Your Brilliance, and get your places booked. It is men-only event. It's a very limited slot. I don't want to say how many because then people will go mad. Yeah. So it is super limited. And
I'm going.
It's intimate group. And you are going.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
People negate looking after themselves in business.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be like that.
Release Your Brilliance.
Yeah.
Release Your Brilliance for blokes. RYBB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what? You'll laugh. I was just putting the landing page together with my webman. And we were saying what photo to put and what colours to put because we've got our own logo. Now, we were talking, what do men want from a logo? And he said, oh, they'd want a Lamborghini. And I said, I don't agree. I said, it always has to be a woman. And then we went through this whole thing. If there was one iconic image that a man would want, what would it be? And I came up with it straight away.
Leather chair, cigar.
No, it's a woman.
Six pack.
No, a woman.
Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, no.
Oh, you're talking about a woman's image.
Yeah, no,
yeah, Marilyn Monroe.
Do you remember when that...
Betty Boo.
On the tennis court when she was hiking her bottom?
Yeah.
That would be,
that would be the image
that I'd put on the landing page.
Well, the Marilyn Monroe one from Some Like It Hot where the subway train fuffs up her skirt is a fairly...
iconic.
Iconic one.
So that's it, really. So thank you for...
Well, we're looking forward to that. July the 14th at the Chilston Park at the Goddard... unbelievably early hour of 7:30.
But we've done that because men like to go to early breakfasts, that's why we've done it.
You'll have to drive past my house and
I'll pick you up
and pick me up or something because I won't be up in time otherwise.
Yes, you will. You're always up watching me.
Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to go. And search for it, Release Your Brilliance on Eventbrite and book your tickets now.
Yep. Also, they can go onto our website, releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk, and the landing page is up as we speak.
Releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk. You can go there and book it. We'll tweet it out and all the rest of it when we're all ready and when we've all finished arguing over what we're going to put. Why don't you just put a tennis player and Marilyn Monroe in a Lamborghini on the front? Yeah.
And a cigar and a leather chair.
I don't like Lamborghinis, as it happens.
No. You haven't got one.
I've never owned a Lambo. I've owned everything else, but never a Lambo. I don't like them.
I'd like to say hello to Samson Gass, who's watching the Periscope live.
Hello, Danny.
Hi. I expect he's fiddling about putting in a little boiler. Martin White says he can't hear me.
Well.
He's moaning. But that's because I'm not talking, because it's bird talking. He said, he said bird is... I get it now, sorry. Yeah, carry on.
Right.
He said he couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
But it's because bird's talking.
Yeah.
I get it.
Absolutely.
I don't get that.
Sorry, I only read the first bit, darling.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm periscoping live. Samson Gass is looking. Hello, Swift One.
Jules, can you tell Martin White, because he's always moaning that there are too many women in business events. So this is a men's business.
I would actually go to the men's, because I actually get on better with men.
She does that with the loo as well.
Yeah.
She uses the gents' toilet.
Oh, I was in the theatre, always. Yeah. Have you seen the queue for the women?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think Paul would be a good person, Paul Williams, because he deals with... men's hair, of course, because look at his lovely...
I could help them with the hair.
Yeah, look at his silver locks.
I know, it's beautiful.
You're embarrassing. Yeah.
And do you know that's all natural?
Yes.
So, Release Your Brilliance, 14th of July.
That is all natural, his hair. She doesn't believe me.
I do.
That's hard work.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but also Paul Andrews's hair is all natural.
It is, both of them. Both my hairs are natural.
I have to polish
it
live.
Hard work as well, wasn't it?
Exactly.
I've got to polish it live with a little bit of eucalyptus oil in a minute.
Yeah.
Apparently. So Tenton and Twilight and I were cooking up at the slope off. You missed a really good slope off Friday, Paul Andrews.
I've never been to a slope off. How could I have just missed one?
Well, you missed. It was like Saint-Tropez. It was like Menton. It was like Juan Le Pen.
You were at Polisipo, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, in Faversham. Mm. Very good antipasti. Mm. There was a classic bit. It was like Charlie Chaplin. The maitre d' came out to say hello. Hello, George, Italiano. And he waved his
Turkish,
arm.
He was Turkish, was he?
He waved his arm.
Yeah.
And the waiter behind him was coming out with somebody's wine and went flying off the tray. Went up into my face, my dress and everything. And he was very apologetic. And I said it was fine, except none of it had gone in my mouth. Mm. So not very good.
Anyway, enough of that.
Yes, hold that.
So a big thank you to Bird for... popping in and telling us about that. You've got to dash off now as well, haven't you?
I have, unfortunately, because of this car and the pothole, Jules.
Mm. I can tell she's not happy. We'll talk about that.
Thank you.
We'll
give me a call.
I'll join you on the council programme, definitely.
Let's do it. Shall we do it?
But my ombudsman letter says they found them at fault. The whole letter is we find them at fault. So very interesting.
Why don't we just start our own political party?
I refuse to let you have my profile.
So, Release Your Brilliance, 14th of July at the Chilston Park. We're looking forward to it. Release Your Brilliance for Blokes.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we're going to be there, and it's going to be loads of fun. And we'll also, you can see Bird and me.
Bird live on Friday.
And the rest of the gang at ZC Live at the Ashford International Hotel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
This Friday from 9 o'clock, I think, in the morning.
I think it was 8. I'm there at 7:30, so where are you?
It starts at 8 and you're there at 10:30.
7:30.
He'll go in his paisley dressing gown.
Do you think?
Yeah, he'll go. Yeah, little flip flops.
Well, I've got to open the event, so that means I've got to be there early as well.
I think it's 8 o'clock. I might be wrong.
I think you ought to get your times right.
No, you're probably right.
This is what they have to work with, Paul, every week.
Paul Williams.
Yes, not Paul Andrews.
It's very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine for the listener.
Well, I always call Paul Andrews Mr. Andrews. I never call him Paul.
Yeah. I call him lots of things.
She does. Rude things. Anyway. Lovely to see you, Bird. I hope you get things sorted out. Give me a call and I'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
Take care.
If you need a toe, let us know.
She's got 10.
10 toes. Big toes. Mm-hmm. Right, listen, there's a murder mystery dinner. Let's haul this in. Let's haul this show back into some
semblance of order.
Yeah, there's a Curse of the Willoughby Diamond. All proceeds are going to the MNDA charity. Sorry. It's at the Little Silver Country Hotel, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
Where you can just nip across in your paisley dressing gown Friday the 30th of June. So it's Ashford Road, St Michael's, Tenterden, TN, that's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 30, 6, S for Sugar, and P for Partridge. Guests are invited to dress in... guests are invited to dress in 1920s...
P for pterodactyl. Yeah.
This will really sort your wardrobe out, Paul Andrews. You can go in 1920s theme. That's what you wear all the time.
Yeah. Me and Bird are going. Yeah. She's going as a flapper.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said F there. 6:45, drinks reception. Three-course dinner to die for. Get it? Murder mystery. Murder is announced and prizes for the winning table. 35 ahead. Pre-book tickets only. Please email Peter, P-E-T-A, at challenge-control.co.uk. There is a mobile, which is 07-843-270-228. All details, as usual, will be on the Kent Business Radio website, which is now up and running. Do you see how I get my guests doing all the periscope?
All the work. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We
absolutely.
Just swan around.
Yeah.
You're very good at it. Got arm ache yet, Sally?
I've swapped arms.
Are we interviewing guests yet, or are we still reading?
No. We've got a few minutes left in the first part of the show, and then in the second part of the show, is going to be sensible and interesting and business-orientated and hair-orientated, and we're going to talk to two really interesting guests. So we're getting all the nonsense out of the way in the next 8 minutes, and then we'll be realistic. Welcome to Love Selling Academy. Mm. After the huge success of Audrey's number one best-selling book, we've created a whole new world of love selling, how to sell without selling out. Join Audrey and Emma online and at live events to learn how to gain the confidence to take your sales to another level, have happy customers from the get-go, generate leads for your business in an authentic way, create quality conversations so that your customers will want to buy, learn key tools that will increase your sales immediately. We've got so much sales and marketing expertise to share with you that will help you develop and grow your business you love. Get more leads, make more sales, and gain happy customers. So come on over and join our sales tribe at lovesellingacademy.com. Lovesellingacademy.com. And that's from the lovely Audrey Chapman.
Stronger Wings for Stronger Women program, another women's thing, with a focus on a resilience and well-being framework. This six-week course promotes self-awareness and embracing change. Each one-hour session will combine facilitated learning activities, peer support, that's P-E-E, not Herne Bay Peer, so in case you get excited, reflection on actions and goal setting. And those who attend will be supported to strengthen their mind and feel more confident about achieving their goals. It's relevant to any woman that are looking to refocus and invest some time in themselves. Those that are feeling a little bit lost or reaching a milestone in their life may find it particularly beneficial, such as those that are finishing education and unsure of their next steps, considering a career change, adjusting to be a new mum, returning to work after a break in employment, or suffering from low self-esteem and anxiety. Taking place at the YMCA in Maidstone, starting on Wednesday, June the 14th, and finishing on July the 19th, it will run from 9:30 to 10:30 each week, and it costs £75. I don't know if that's the whole course. I assume that's the whole course. Now, you need to go to get details to Lorden, that's L-O-R-D-E-N-E learning.co.uk, /, and then Stronger Women. You can book through Eventbrite as well. Same thing, Stronger Wings for Stronger Women, Eventbrite. And it's from the lovely Emma Sharp of Lorden Learning. I only know it in African. This is my trouble.
In African.
Yeah, African. I wasn't just in South Africa, you know.
Sorry?
I was in Africa.
You're in Africa.
Yeah.
You went to South Africa.
I did, but I have to say what I'm really missing is the wine. My goodness, the South African
did
wine.
Did you go to Stellenbosch?
Oh, I went to, yes, I did. And I did lots of wine tasting.
I can imagine.
But, you know, you go to a top restaurant, you have the best wine for a tenner, $10. Mm. And I came back here and had some wine. It was rather mean the other day.
I have to tell you this very quickly. I was in a restaurant in Durban and the waitress came up to me and I said, I'll have the antelope steak, please. Mm. And she said, do you want starch and monkey glands with that?
Oh, no.
And what? Do you want starch or monkey glands?
Oh.
What on earth are you talking about? She said, starch, potato, rice or pasta. I went, well, potatoes.
Starch, they
call
it.
So starch.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, I don't want monkey glands. She said, it's really nice. I went, it sounds horrible. And I thought that was illegal. And she says, it's a barbecue sauce.
Monkey glands.
It's called monkey glands barbecue sauce.
And did you have it?
Yeah, it was fine. It was just barbecue sauce.
There is a monkey with blue balls that I saw in Zimbabwe. It's a blue ball monkey, honestly. Bright, bright blue. Your face, you don't believe me.
No, I'm sure.
It was actually a blue ball monkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could have had that on your sauce.
I could have done. Thank you for that. On that note, I need to tell you about the community show. Hosted by the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence. The community show is on this very station, Channel Radio, and it's on a Thursday, and it's on at 10 o'clock. And if you've got a community event, a charity event, a not-for-profit or a fundraiser in Kent, Sussex or Surrey, then you need to tell Laura and let them know so that they can give you a mention on the community radio show at 10 o'clock on Thursday. So you can follow Laura on the Twitter, community_show. community_show.
Lovely Laura.
We've also had a tweet. Yeah, it's a fabulous show as well. Do listen in, 10 o'clock Thursdays. We've also had a tweet from Nicola Coppen, and she says, hello, Business Bunker. Please could you mention today's Invicta Chamber After Hours Club, which is being held at the Nucleus Innovation Centre. That's by Dartford Bridge. And it's being hosted by Diligence Info. So that's the Invicta Chamber of Commerce After Hours Club at the Nucleus Innovation Centre by Dartford, by the Dartford Crossing. And it's tonight, and I believe it starts at 6 p.m, and I believe it's free to attend. But if you want to find out more, you can follow Nicola. Nicola_KICC. Nicola_KICC is Nicola's Twitter handle. I've also had a tweet from Click Dating Events.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going on that?
No. They said, hi, Paul. Could we have a shout-out, please? Did you see we were featured in the Mail on Sunday? All about dating this week.
Ooh.
There you go. So that's Click Dating Events. They do speed dating events and networking events for singles around and about in Kent. And you can follow them on their Twitter. Click Events UK is their Twitter handle. Click Events UK. Talking about networking, there's the first Wednesday networking meeting taking place on the 7th of June. That's manana, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
At Wagamama's. Woo, I like Wagamama's.
You do, yeah.
I like Wagamama's.
Yeah.
138 High Street, Seven Oaks, from 10:30 until 12. So it's an early start for your noodles. The next Seven Oaks and District First Wednesday networking meeting will be on the 7th of June, 10:30, and is kindly hosted by Madja Walczak and her team at Wagamama's in Seven Oaks. Come along, bring in colleagues and guests for free to hear about the future developments at the Chamber, including the results of our recent members' survey. As always, we'll be supporting a charity for the event, and the charity chosen by Wagamama's is Breast Cancer Care. The suggested contribution for the raffle is £2, and the prize will be a meal for two at the restaurant. The winner will be announced on our social media channel and in our monthly newsletter. We very much hope you can join us and see us there. And that's from the lovely Julie Phillips, who is the Seven Oaks Chamber Development Manager.
Tented and Twilight have sent me a lovely picture of blue balls.
Have they?
Just to,
thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
Behave. I saw a picture of Laura with a huge glass of wine in her hand.
It was bigger than her.
I know, it was.
It was outrageous.
It was giant. Yeah. She was at your slope-off thing, wasn't she?
She was. She was lovely. And she came all the way from Tenterden. So
absolutely.
We're going to have one in Tenterden. She's suggesting a few places.
Where? Montalbano or somewhere.
Your house we could come
to. And my house.
Yeah. Well, we did the 60th there. That was fun.
Oh, go on, tell people.
I've got the wrap cloth.
That was years ago.
I've got the wrap cloth ready.
Yeah, my 60th was years ago.
The another story, which I'll have to tell you another time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Take Heart Mercy Mission Fund. It's a fundraiser, actually. It's on the 24th of June. It's in the Great Hall at Priestfield, and the night will be Las Vegas themed. It's going to be a black tie dinner dance, three-course meal with cheese cart. Oh, I do like a cheese cart. Michelle Rue does a lovely cheese cart. It's huge, it is. Charity silent auction with prizes
and a bottle of port at midnight.
With prizes ranging from signed memorabilia to seven-night holidays. There'll be a magician. There'll be an Elvis impersonator. Oh, you're going. All takings on the night will go towards our partner charity, Take Heart,
and the heart treatments taking place in Sri Lanka in the coming months. I wonder if Sunil is going to get involved with this. He should. Sunil Rapsasinghe.
Sunil.
Sunil Rapsasinghe. We never could say his surname.
No, you can't.
I had to learn it when I was on the BBC. I had to actually learn it for about an hour, and I said it very well all through the shows. But
you can't now.
I've forgotten it. It was Christmas. I've forgotten it now. So if you want to go to this event on the 24th of June for the Take Heart Mercy Mission, please contact James Knott with a K, K-N-O-T-T. The mobile is the landline is 01634 300000. A bit dizzy after all those zeros. Please go to Kent Business Radio to find out the link, but it's takeheartmercymission.com.
Fantastic. We're going to have a break and go over to the newsroom now, where we're going to hear from Stefan on the news. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to our next two guests.
Is that another Stefan?
Mm-hmm.
Two Stefans.
Channel Radio News Update.